Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You are now with Time Out for Music. Creators of 69-minute-long documentary Love for Ghana, Dimitar Sutirov and Milena Stoykova will mark the 75th anniversary of the birth of great opera singer Ghena Dimitrova. The premiere in Sofia will take place on July the 12th in the City Mark Art Center. Dimitar Sutirov is the head of the PR office at the Sofia Opera and he is also a music lover and journalist. Milena Stoykova, camerawoman and producer of the film, is niece of Ghena Dimitrova. The documentary shows the iconic performances of the great soprano on famous stages around the world, including Arena di Verona, Waskawa, the Metropolitan, Nagoya and others. Arias and duets from operas by Verdi, Puccini, Mascagni and Giordano are interspersed with memories from friends and colleagues, José Carreras, Placido Domingo, Fiorenza Cossotto, Roberto Scandiuzzi, Kurt Riedel, Bruna Baloni, Alexandrina Milceva, Płomień Kartałów, Ugo de Ana, Michał Angielów, Maurizio Modugno, Alexandrina Pendaczanska, Anna Tomova-Sintova, Luciana Dintino. For the first time, viewers will see unique backstage footage showing Ghena Dimitrova among her friends and relatives and exciting moments such as the receiving of the Puccini Prize by Ghena Dimitrova and Franco Zeffirelli in 1989, or the celebration of her 50th anniversary in Genoa in 1991. Thank you. author of the documentary Dimitar Sotirov told us more about the film.
Проектът с 5 годишна предистория. Точно през 2011 година водихме разговор с племенниците на Гена Милена.
The project has 5 years of history. In 2011 we had a conversation with Milena Stoykova. I was just starting work on the book Gena Dimitrova from A to Z. And we agreed that if she cooperated with the book, I would help her make the documentary. We did not know how much time it would take. We called the film Music Impression. You'll hear Gena singing more unusual repertoire, like traditional Bulgarian songs. You will see her in a more relaxed atmosphere among family members and friends. There are photos that will be shown for the first time too. They are the work of Milena Stoykova, who took them in the last years of the singer's life. We could not include all of the interviews with friends of Gena, and I dare say that this is the beginning of a series of films about Gena Dimitrova. Here is more from Димитър Сотиров.
Действително не беше лесно да се доберем до някои от тези имена. Разбира се, самото начало...
Indeed, it was not easy to get to some of these names. Of course, the most difficult was to get to José Carreras and Placido Domingo. They wrote down their memories about Ghana, and later we were able to see them and take interviews. They were important because of what they say about Ghana. In the film you'll see Luciano Pavarotti and many other famous people. We had a chance to find rare performances and rehearsals of Ghana Dimitrova with some of these remarkable artists. We have footage from rehearsals with Nicola Martinucci in Nagoya, Japan. I met the great singer in 1987 when Ghana was celebrating 20 years since her debut on the stage of the Sofia Opera. But I think that anyone who has experienced her art remains enthralled forever. One just does not have any other chance. We found footage of the visit of the Rome Opera there in 1994. I have been to that stage, but I was unaware that Ghana had sung Tosca there, he says. Now let's listen to the aria of Lady Macbeth.
Thank you.
Here is more from Димитър Сотиров.
Когато си имал шанса да се докоснеш до такова величие, казвам абсолютно смело тази дума, като Гена.
Whoever had the chance to feel the greatness of Gena must remain a modest man, he says. Despite her unique voice and qualities, Gena Dimitrova never showed impudence. I can confidently say that because I knew her and because I studied her life very carefully. Gena knew her price, but was one of those rare breed of people who never showed it, he says.